So Stacy Witthoff is teaching people about healthy snacks.
We have some 100-calorie packs. We have fresh fruit like bananas, peaches, pears, apples. Any kind of canned fruit is good, too.
Witthoff is a dietitian with the Michigan Healthy Community. Basically, that's a group that does health education for University of Michigan employees. The people at this expo are learning about how to eat healthier, and the idea is that they'll share this info with their coworkers. Witthoff stands in front of a little booth, and she's all friendly. She snags people as they walk by. She's just caught Jason Maynard. He's a nursing administrator, and he goes to a lot of meetings where there are a lot of snacks.
So, let's see. At the meetings, it's probably donuts or bagels and, okay. and cookies, and so, yeah. So.
Okay.
But he thinks people would go for fresh fruit like raspberries or strawberries if they were offered. Stacy Witthoff is promoting a guide. It helps people make better food choices. They call it the Great Plate. It's a picture of a plate that's divided into different sections.
Basically, you just take a 10-inch plate, and half of it should be, you know, non-starchy vegetables, a quarter of it lean protein, and then a quarter of it starchy vegetables or whole grain.
So it's just an easier way to eat healthy without really having to think about portions.
Okay, so let's recap. Divide your plate in half. And fill that half with non-starchy veggies. We're talking carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, green beans, asparagus, and peppers. And aim for a variety of colors. And then divide the other half of your plate into quarters. Fill one quarter with grains and starchy veggies. That's things like brown rice and whole wheat pasta and whole wheat bread. And the starchy veggies are things like potatoes, corn, peas, and squash. And then that last quarter of your plate should have the meats and proteins. Things like grilled or baked chicken, fish, turkey, or lean cuts of meat. And also non-meat options like tofu, beans, and eggs. And the Great Plate says you should go for, like, way smaller serving sizes. The Great Plate encourages people to eat what they call whole foods. So that means eating the food in its raw form and not in its processed equivalent. So that's like eat the apple as opposed to the apple juice. Or as opposed to the apple-flavored gummy worms if you're someone like me. Steve Aldana helps companies start employee healthcare programs. And he says that culturally, we eat pretty bad stuff and that we're way stressed out. And that all that can affect an employer's pocketbook for real.
So two things. Poor behaviors are leading to an onset of chronic diseases. And those chronic diseases are costing an inordinate amount in healthcare. And it's that cost alone that's driving most companies to start to look very, very intently at worksite wellness programs.
Businesses are starting to see healthy employees as a smart investment. Companies like Johnson & Johnson, IBM, and Dow Chemical have all taken note. They hope programs like this one will help shave off millions of dollars from their employee healthcare costs. And these programs can also help save money in the long run by boosting employee morale and leading to fewer employee absences. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.